Welcome everybody to Relatable Matters. My name is Holly Burby and I am obsessed with all things relationships, growth, leadership, and win-win possibilities. Each week, I'll bring you fun and realistic pro tips, knowledge, and hacks you can use for real to build genuine connections with those you care about. I teach you the tried and true secrets you can use to expand your self-awareness, boost your confidence, and live an inspired life of purpose. We'll share our stories, talk out the good, the bad, and the ugly thoughts, and get grounded and clear on who we are now so we remember our significance. Consider me your big sister with a sprinkle of Mama Bear vibes. Put on your comfy pants, grab a cup of cozy, and get ready to be encouraged and challenged as we relate together. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to chat with you about why setbacks in your life are necessary if you want to have great relationships in your life. As you may be gathering by now, I am all about everything relatability, relationships, and what relatability comes down to is deepening and strengthening emotional connections. But that's not only about emotional connections between you and other people, it's also about the emotional connection that you have with yourself. Meaning, do you know yourself very, very well in this season of your life? And if you're listening to this episode, perhaps you have gone through setbacks in recent years, or maybe not so recent years, or you could, hate to say it, might be anticipating a setback coming very soon. And that is making you second guess who you are, what's important to you, what are the actions that you should take, who are the people you should associate with in your life. So setbacks are likely a part of your life if you are human. And I'm saying that we need those setbacks to happen. They are necessary if we want to have great relationships. So here is where the idea for this episode came from. I, as I normally do, was nerding out, listening to different podcasts, and I was listening to an episode of the Earn Your Happy podcast with Lori Harder, who was interviewing author Seth Godin. Now, Seth Godin is an intellectual. I mean, a high firing at all cylinders intellectual. Some of the things he says, I'm just thinking, wow, that's pretty incredible to me. And he said something, though, on the episode that wasn't a brain bender for me, but he framed it in a different way that I had to share it with you. He and Lori were speaking about setbacks, and he used the analogy, the metaphor, rather, of if you want to fire a rubber band forward, you must pull it back first. And again, you've probably heard something similar in your life if you are interested at all in the personal growth, personal development space of this world that we live in. Sometimes you might hear it phrased as with a slingshot instead of a rubber band. You've got to pull it back in order to propel forward. Now, although that was not news to me, it may be news to you, but here is where it made me relate it to my life and how I came to really know myself in this season of my life. In 2022, so this is last year, I really felt like I was redirecting my entire business. I was noticing things that I used to be very passionate about. I was not as equally passionate, or I was attracting a certain type of client, and that wasn't typically the demographic that I was working with. And it just didn't feel like it was lining up to who I was. That's the business perspective from the marketing side. But then on the personal side, as I've shared in other episodes and videos as of late, I was having a difficult time focusing on anything. Great at brainstorming, great at starting things, not great at finishing them. And the systems and the strategies and the habits I have had in place now since I went solopreneur in my business full time in 2019, those systems, those habits were not working anymore. So I found myself most of last year and a little bit at the end of 2021 in an emotional setback, really questioning what's important to me, what's the messaging that I want to put forward. Also found myself in a career setback because the systems that used to work were no longer giving me the same result. And it led to a lot of confusion and uncertainty and a lot of second guessing, a lot of moments of why do I feel like I'm being pulled backwards? Why do I feel like I'm regressing? And it's not that my life was falling apart. There were so many wonderful things that were happening in that time as well. But this setback, the pulling back of the rubber band, was very uncomfortable. And I realized in that time that one, I have been through many seasons of my life where I have felt the same way, lost, second guessing, rebranding, revamping, changing my career, changing my home, living in a different city. I have had several moments in my life where I have had setbacks, things that were outside of my control, like changes in my family or in my relationship status, but also things that were in my control, like relocating to a new state, a new city, switching from being an employee to being a full-time entrepreneur. So, regardless of the setback, it generates that feeling of, am I going the wrong way? Am I going the wrong way? I feel like I'm regressing. Am I going the wrong way? And in each time of my life that that happened, I had a choice. I could choose to, as I was being pulled back, to look at all the things I was doing, all the ways I did feel, all of the systems I used to operate and be habitual in my day-to-day life. I could have stood in those moments of confusion and second guessing and pined for and longed for a return to what was. And a lot of times I think we are all guilty of doing that. And maybe I did it for a little while in certain times in my life. Well, if I could just get back to how I did things a year ago or 5 years ago or when I was in my 30s or when I was in my 20s, et cetera. And instead, I had to shift my focus to where am I going? And the person, when the rubber band fires, when the slingshot gets let go of, that person, I can now choose in this moment, instead of pining for my previous version of myself, I can use this moment to think about and imagine who is that person that I can now build myself to be. Because listen, both choices are uncomfortable. Sitting in the discomfort of, I want to go back to how it was. It stinks. It's uncomfortable. It's not fun. It can feel like you're moving backwards, especially if you are a person who loves achieving, like I do. Or you can use the moment of discomfort and face forward and say, okay, I can use this discomfort to say things are falling apart a little bit so I can put the pieces back together in a new way. So I can become and aspire to be the person that I'm meant to be in the future. Now, the emotional downside of looking forward is it's uncertain. It's uncertain. And if you are an impatient person, I'm patient in some ways, but I'm very impatient in a lot of ways. If you are an impatient person, it can feel like it's taking forever to make some sort of forward progress toward the person that you want to be, toward the goals you want to accomplish, toward the type of emotional connection that you want to have in a relationship or with your kids or whatever it else you are aiming to create in your life. But both choices are uncomfortable, and both choices are an indication that it is time for you to get clear all over again on what works best for you in your life in that moment so that you can get things done effectively. You can, for some of you, get things done efficiently too, if that's important to you. For some of you, so that you can get things done and feel passionate and creative and create, and in the moment, also have all the areas of your life feel lit up again. But in that middle, when you're feeling that setback in the mud, it's uncomfortable. It's sticky. It's not going anywhere. You're in a sinkhole. You get to choose. Do you want to pine for the past and choose your misery and go back that way? Or do you want to long for the future and keep your eyes ahead and aim to become who you are meant to be? That is the choice point. So I invite you to know this. If you are in a moment in your life where you feel stuck, or there is an area of your life where you feel behind, whether it be in your career or in your relationship status or in your finances, whatever it is, if you feel stuck, ask yourself, which way am I facing? And you can choose right now to move in the forward direction. If you could use some clarity in determining who am I looking to be in the forward direction, keep coming back to the show. This is what we do here. We have conversations about who are you now? Where do you want to go? Does it feel good? Does it feel aligned? Because if you're finding yourself in negative emotions, negative thought patterns, a lot of self-doubt, all those things are normal and you don't have to live there day in and day out. So keep coming back to the show. We'll keep expanding on our knowledge and learning these tools and tips and hacks together. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Can't wait to see you again next time. And until next time, love always in always. Thanks for listening. I am sending you the biggest hug from over here. If you loved this episode and know someone who is just as nerdy about relationships and emotionally connecting with other people as I am, please send them on to me. Pass on this episode. It would just mean the world to me if you can help me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, I'd super appreciate it if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, share this with your friends, and until next time, remember to love always in always, because being relatable matters.